الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام قولا من رب الرحيم وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إن أولى الناس بالله تعالى من بدأهم بالسلام أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم Honorable Ulama, respected friends and elders, all praises are due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace and salutations be on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The couplet that Sheikh Sufyan recited, it is a couplet of Sheikh Saadi rahmatullah alayhi, great saint, the sage of the age. On one occasion, in glory of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wrote down few couplets. He wrote down, بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ, that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your status, your virtue, your honor, your dignity is such that you have surpassed others. كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ, your beauty is such. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I used to look at the 14th moon, and I used to look at the face of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I would look at the moon, I would look at the face of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I would look at the moon, I would look at the face of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I came to the conclusion that your face shines better than the moon. So balagha al-ula bi kamalihi kashafa ad-duja bi jamalihi. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your beauty is such that you have even surpassed the moon in beauty. Hasunat jami'u khisalihi. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your qualities are such that every quality of yours is outstanding. He writes these three couplets and he's trying to finish his poem. He can't find the last line, what to attach to it. He goes off to sleep. He sees Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. Hadith, man ra'ani fil manami faqad ra'ani fa inna shaytana la yatamathalu bi. That person who has seen me, he has indeed seen me in his dream. For verily the shaytan cannot take my appearance and come in anyone's dream. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him and he says, Saadi, you are looking very perplexed, you are looking worried, what is the reason for this? Sheikh Saadi mentions, he says, O Allah's Messenger, may my life be sacrificed for you. I wrote down certain couplets in your praise and your glory, and I am unable to complete this poem of mine. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Saadi, bolo to sahi wo kya hai? Saadi, can you read them for me? Sheikh Saadi, he says, Balagha al-ula bi kamalihi, kashafa ad-duja bi jamalihi, hasunat jami'u khisalihi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiles and tells him, Saadi, dal do aage sallu alayhi wa alihi. Saadi, add in front, sallu alayhi wa alihi. Respected friends, all praises are due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, peace and salutations be on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ayat which I recited in front of you, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he speaks regarding the people of Jannah. When the people of Jannah, when they will enter Jannah, then Allah will greet them with a greeting of salam. Allah will say to them, Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. The people of Jannah, when they will enter Jannah, hatta idha ja'uha wa futihat abwabuha wa qala lahum khazanatuha salam. The people of Jannah, when they will enter Jannah, the doors of Jannah will be laid open for them. And the gatekeeper of Jannah, Ridwan, he will greet them also with the greeting of salam. Assalamu alaykum. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah told him to go to the malaika. The malaika, they made salam. They said, Assalamu alaikum. Allah told Adam alayhi salam, O Adam, this is going to be the greeting for your progeny. This is going to be the greeting for your progeny, and this is what you are going to greet each other with by saying, Assalamu alaikum. When we study the Quran, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا, Allah mentions, when you enter your home, فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, then you greet each other with what? فَسَلِّمُوا, with the words of salam. تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Salam is a greeting from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mubarak, it is a blessed greeting. طَيِّبَ, it is a pure greeting for the believers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in one ayat of the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِيَا. O you who believe, when you go to the home, then you seek permission to enter into the home. After you enter the home, Allah mentions, فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. that you make salam and you enter into the home. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions in the hadith, afshu salam baynakum, that makes salam a common practice amongst you. Ifsha, when you use itar and perfume. So one person puts itar and perfume, but we see that the smell and the fragrance of the itar and the perfume, it starts to spread. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, just like how the fragrance of the itar and the perfume, it starts to spread, in the very same manner, spread salam amongst you, make it a common practice amongst you. Today we all are looking for two things. One is safety, and the other is safety in terms of physical safety. And the other is assurance and guarantee financial safety. Today we see the instability within the market. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, O Anas, shall I not show you something that if you will do and you will go home, and if you use this, then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will grant safety to the people of your home. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Anas, Anas, when you go home, then greet the people with the greeting of salam. Greet them by saying, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator of the hadith. Hadith can be found in Abu Dawood. He mentions, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Inna awla an-nasi billahi ta'ala, the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the closest to Allah. We all want to achieve closeness to Allah. Who? Man bada'ahum bis-salam, the one who initiates the salam first. In the hadith it is mentioned, when two believers, when they meet each other and when they make salam, before their hands can depart, Allah forgives all their sins. In the hadith it is mentioned, when two believers, when they meet each other, ثُمَّ كُبِّرَ, and they read takbir, Allahu Akbar. They say Alhamdulillah, they say Astaghfirullah. Prior to their hands departing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives their sins. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, when two believers, when they make salam, 100 mercies descend from the side of Allah. How many? 100 mercies they descend from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, 99 are for that person who meets his brother with the most cleanest and the happiest heart and the most smiling face. 99 mercies for him. And one mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one that replies to the salam. So the one who has more love, more shafqat, more muhabbat. Shaykhul Hind rahmatullah alayh. Years, decades, he thought hadith, tafsir, fiqh. And then he was imprisoned. When we get imprisoned, we know why we get imprisoned for. When they get imprisoned for the cause of deen. And he mentioned to the ulama, gathering of ulama, someone who thought hadith, tafsir, fiqh more than 80 years. And he gathers the ulama and he said, look, I know the reason for the downfall of the ummah. I know the reason for the downfall of the ummah. And he mentioned two reasons. And he says, where I learned this was in the prison that I stayed, in Malta. And he gives two reasons. He says, one is, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. The ummah has moved away from the Qur'an. The ummah has moved away from the Qur'an. And the second reason that he gives, he says, because the ummah is disunited between itself. Today we look, you may be 1.6 billion Muslims, but you are not 1.6 billion as a whole, you are 1.6 billion individuals and you are 1.6 billion fractions. So respected friends, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first thing when he comes to Madinatul Munawwara, Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, I looked on the blessed face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The moment my eyes fell on him, I knew, okay, this is not the face of a liar. Ye kisi jhoote ka chehra nahi hai. And then he gives the reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he looked at him, why he deduced that this is not the face of the liar. He says, when I looked at him and the first words that I heard from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, afshu salam baynakum. Make salam a common practice amongst you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, O people, shall I not show you something that if you do, Allah will instill love, muhabbat and affection amongst you. Allah will instill love, muhabbat and affection amongst you. Shall I not show you something? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions. And then he addresses the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that the people that came prior to you, they were illnesses that were common in them, and I am afraid that these two illnesses, they will also creep within you. And what are these two ummah? What are these two illnesses? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, al-hasad wal-baghda. One is hasad, kibr, takabbur and pride, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the other is enmity. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions la tabaghadu wa la tahasadu wa la tadabaru wa kunu ibadallahi ikhwana. Don't have hatred for each other. Don't have animosity for each other. Don't have pride over the next one. Be brothers unto each other. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا for the sake of Allah. Allah mentions in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. That the believers, they are brothers unto each other. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. If you see out of human nature, says there is some difference between the two, Allah mentions, you do your best to cause reconciliation between the two. And Allah mentions, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That is the time when the rahmat and the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he points out that to remove the illnesses of the ummah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he directs the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He says, أَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ. Feed food to other people. Feed food to the other people. We see, mashallah, some families, it is a common practice in them. That comes the day of Jummah, they all gather at the father's house. Come the day of Jummah, they all gather at the oldest brother's house. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ. Make feeding other people, make it a common practice amongst you. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَصِلُ الْأَرْحَامُ. Join relations and join ties. Allah mentions one of the covenants that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from us. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that the covenant that Allah took was the covenant of joining ties. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ. Those who joined. When Allah joined sila, when Allah created sila rahmi, joining relations and ties, it complained in the court of Allah. And he said, oh Allah, you have created me, but there are going to be those who are going to break me. Allah told sila rahmi, and Allah told relationship and ties, that that person who breaks you, I will also break off from him. That person who breaks you, I will also break off from him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he mentions, وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ. That make a common practice that when the people are sleeping, then you get up in the darkness of the night and you perform salah. When people are sleeping, you get up in the darkness of the night and you perform salah, you and Allah one to one. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, وَأَفْشُ السَّلَامُ. And make salam a common practice amongst you. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions every believer, he has five rights on the next believer. Har musalman ka dusre musalman ke upar panch haq hai. Panch haq. Every Muslim, he has five rights on the next Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, when he becomes ill and he becomes sick, then you go and make his i'ada. You go and visit him. One Muslim is sick, you go and visit him. 70,000 malaika, they make dua maghfirat for you till the evening. You go in the evening, 70,000 malaika, they make dua maghfirat for you in the morning. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, when he invites you home, then you accept his invitation to the home. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, when he sneezes and he says alhamdulillah, then it is his right that you say yarhamukallah. You also say yarhamukallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam further on mentions, when he passes away, then you attend his janazah. You attend his janazah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, when he makes salam to you, then you reply to his salam by saying wa alaykum assalam. In the hadith it is mentioned, a person comes in the court of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says assalamu alaykum. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says ashara. He says assalam. Next person comes, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says ishreen. First he says 10, then he says 20. Third person comes, he says assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says 30. We're not talking about pounds, huh? Then sahaba asks, he says, Allah's messenger, he came, you said 10. Next one came, you said 20. Third one came, you said 30. What is the reason for that? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, he came, he made salam, he says assalamu alaykum. Allah gave him 10 rewards. 10 reward Allah gave him. The next one came, he says assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allah gave him 20 rewards. The next one came, he says assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah gave him 30 rewards. One person comes in the court of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says assalamu alaykum. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Another person comes, he says assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Third person comes, he says assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah mentions wa idha huyyitum bi tahiyyatin, when someone greets you with a greeting, fahayyu bi ahsana minha, you greet him with a greeting that is better than his. أَوْ رُدُّوهَا, or you return his greeting back to him. So the third person comes, he says assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says wa alaykum. Sahaba say, Allah's messenger, he greeted you assalamu alaykum, you said wa rahmatullah, you gave him dua. The next one came, he said assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. You said, wa barakatuh. The next one came, he greeted you full. I gave you full dua. You said, wa alaikum. He says, tumne to mere liye kuch baki hi nahi chora. He says, you didn't leave anything for me. Your dua that you gave me, I return your entire dua back to you by saying, wa alaikum. Abu Dawud, Imam Abu Dawud, rahmatullah alayhi, has narrated one hadith. One sahabi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, goes to his house and he knocks onto the door. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knocks and he says, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That sahabi, he doesn't open the door. Darwaza nahi kholte. Andar mein se khamoshi se jawab de deti hai, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Silently from within the house, he gives salam. There's a knock on the door again. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Again, the sahabi, he doesn't open the door. Silently, he says, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tisi dafa, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again knocks on the door, third time. And he says, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Again, he replies very, very silently. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about to go away. You knock at someone's house three times and then you go away if the door doesn't open. And he opens the door. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, bye, I made salam to you. You didn't reply. He says, Allah's messenger, you were giving me dua. You were saying, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My heart desired that you give me more dua, so I remained silent. I replied, but I remained silent. I knew you were going to greet me again second time. I wanted more dua for you. When you made salam the second time, again I remained silent. I knew you are going to greet me the third time, so I remained silent again. I wanted full dua from you. So respected friends, today is the day of Eid. The day of love, the day of muhabbat, the day of affection. Scholars will tell you, this is like this, this is like that. Their opinions on my head, alhamdulillah. But from experience I can recall that many families, there is disunity and division in the ummah. Today is the day, after 30 days of ibadat and rahmat, our iman has reached that level, that peak, that it is very, very easy for us to forgive anyone. It is very easy, very simple for us to forgive anyone. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on one occasion, he was smiling, he was crying, and then he starts to smile. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he asked the messenger of Allah, Imam Ahmad has narrated in his Mustad. He says, oh Allah's messenger, you were sad and you started to smile. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he opened for me the vision of the day of Qiyamah. And I see two people from my ummah. Rajulani min ummati jathaya bayna yaday rabbi azza wa jal. Two people from my ummah arguing in the court of Allah. One is saying, Allah, today is the day of justice. Today is the day that you are the one who is going to exercise justice. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah, my brother, he has oppressed me. This is, he owes me and right, and he has done injustice to me. So Allah, I want that today you must exercise justice. Allah says, forgive. He says, no, I'm not going to forgive. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah diverts, the person whose right it was, Allah diverts his attention. And what he sees a palace in Jannah. He sees a palace in Jannah, brick of gold, brick of silver, and the ni'mats of Jannah. He says, لِأَيِّ نَبِيٍ هَذَا. Allah, for which Nabi is this palace? Allah says, for no Nabi. Which Shaheed? For no Shaheed. Which Siddiq? No Siddiq. لِأَيِّ رَجُلٍ هَذَا. For who is this palace? Allah says, بِعِزَّتِي وَبِجَلَالِي. I take an oath on my grandeur, my dignity, my honor, my status. This palace in Jannah is for that person from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who forgives his Muslim brother for my sake. He says, Allah bi'izzatik wa bi'jalalik. Allah, you took an oath on your grandeur, your dignity, your honor. Is this for that person? Allah says, yes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah tells him, he says that Allah, I have forgiven my brother. Allah tells him, you and your brother, both of you go and live in the Jannah. So respected friends, today is the day that we join relations and ties. Many brothers, they don't speak to their own mothers. Many children, they don't speak to their own fathers. Many husbands and wives, sometimes 5, 10 years, they are sleeping separate. Respected friends, this is not the life of the mu'min. We have to live our life according to the dictates of the Quran and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many brothers, they are not speaking to their own brothers. Sisters are not speaking to their own sisters. Relatives are not speaking to their relatives. We perform salat in one masjid next to each other, we don't make salam. We are the reciters of one kalima. We are the reciters of one Quran. We believe in one Allah. We believe in one Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So respected friends, this is the time of Eid for us to reflect, ponder. When we greet our Muslim brother, we greet him with an open heart and we forgive when we go home. Whoever we have cut off relations and ties, we also forgive them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, give me the ability and the tawfiq to make amal. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give all of us the ability and the tawfiq to make amal. I think time has been taken. Allah reward you for your patience. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.